I'm Dylan.
And I'm Tony.
And this is Subtle the Sheeple.
You and I will be reborn in a future place and time if everything our Hindu brethren say is true. In an age of things that hover, you and I will still be lovers, and we'll say to ourselves, that was then, this is too. 'Cause we'll still find the happening hotspots, we'll still cruise the cool casinos, you'll still fly me to the moon. Although the moon to which you fly me could be Phobos or Deimos, the psychic worms from Rigel 9 who control everything we do will make us think that was then, and 3010 is exactly the same as 1962. Don't expect any changes, my friend, that was then, and this is too.
Do you ever feel stupid? I mean, like, really stupid? Sometimes you can't even remember your own name, and all you know is your teeth are nice and shiny, just like polished metals. Well, have you ever considered maybe that's because you're drinking powdered metals? For almost 80 years, your government has been dumbing you down with your drinking water, but not anymore. Introducing the Tap Buster. It gives fluoride, arsenic, lead, rocket fuel, and many of the other weird things you drink every day the swift kick in the face they need, so that way they don't kick you in your DNA. The Tap Buster. Get yours today at psionicmetaphysics.com. Alright everyone, welcome to episode 2 of Subtle the Sheeple. Today's episode is titled The Distilled Water Scam and the Upcoming 5G Kill Grid. Since we did the previous episode of Subtle the Sheeple, the government seems to have think we've gotten too big since they actually deleted our Facebook page, FB/Shining Metaphysics. Our business page is reached 296 followers, I believe it was, and then completely disappeared after one of my Facebook bans. Shortly after this occurred, our website, psionicmetaphysics.net, the domain lapsed, and apparently the government bought the domain within 24 hours before we could even get it back. So now, instead of psionicmetaphysics.net, we are psionicmetaphysics.com, and hopefully this one will hold forever. Now, before we get started, I want to do updates since it's been 8 months since we published our last episode. Apologies for not keeping on schedule, but we've been busy. So, we no longer have any of the prototype technology we had when we did our last episode. We now have full-fledged Giza Kim Busters for 111 plus tax and shipping. They come in Giza Maya, Nubia, and Thai formats, and they bust 200 miles of chemtrails. And they seem to be working pretty well, since the mainstream news has been making up their own excuses for why people aren't seeing chemtrails. And we also have very nice 3D-printed torus field pendants, which protect wearers from any kind of 5G or wireless radiation, which is very important considering one of today's topics. And we have pyramid-looking little tap busters that you can use to purify water with. You stick them on your faucet, showers, whatever. They take all the toxins out. We'll explain a little more how that works later. We now have rest-filled skulls, which can help you sleep. We have upcoming products, a pyramid pulser, which removes Morgellons nanotechnology, which is found in a lot of products. We discussed GMO foods in the last episode, and titanium dioxide and such. And this can help remove a lot of that you've been exposed to in the past. So have something called the Ragnarok PhD. The PhD stands for Personal HARP Device. We may have discussed HARP a bit in the last episode, a high-frequency active auroral research project. Now, this HARP device is using positive orgone instead of microwave energy, which means it can actually stop directed energy laser attacks, weather manipulation, earthquakes, etc., that are generated by the government's own scalar technologies. So that's pretty cool.
According to the Water Project, a nonprofit that is likely another American nonprofit scam, the average American is spending over $342 a year in bottled water. It holds the second largest share of the beverage market ahead of milk and beer, with soda being number one. But let's be real, 98% of all soda is made with genetically engineered ingredients. Americans purchase 42.6 billion individual 1 liter bottles every year, and worldwide that number goes up to 200 billion, with only 9% of them that are actually getting recycled. To make the annual demand of water bottles in the U.S., we use about 17 million barrels of oil. In the process of manufacturing a water bottle, they use twice as much water as it can actually be filled with. And according to the Container Recycling Institute, Americans bought 42.6 billion plastic water bottles in 2010, in comparison to 2.8 billion in 1996. That's a 93.4% increase in just 14 years. Most bottles are commonly made with polyethylene terephthalate, or PET, which is easily recyclable, but takes 400 years to naturally decompose. One might say that 400 years is an insignificant amount of time, that we could just wait until all the bottles naturally decompose, but that clock is constantly being reset, as there's no sign of a decreasing plastic use.
Alright, so now we're going to get into distilled water is a scam, and most people won't understand this, because most people who've woken up to the poison in the tap water think that well water, or the reverse osmosis distilled water, is safe, and they may be less poisonous than the city tap water they're giving you, but they're still poison. So I'm going to explain why exactly this is the case. So the well water, people really aren't going to get that. But there's a documentary called Crippling Waters by a dentist named David Kennedy. And he documented that since the reason fluoride was created was through strip mining acid processes. Fluoride is a synthetic powder created when you melt rocks with synthetic acids. And since these acids from these strip mining operations leach into the water tables, sometimes they just melt the rocks in the ground. And depending on what you tap your well into, you could have up to 9 parts per million fluoride in your well just from strip mining operations in the ground. And 1 part per million is your typical tap water dose. So you can actually have more poison in your well water if you're not getting it tested. You could have more poison than what people are getting in their taps. And now distilled water, and people won't get this either, at first, anyway. Well, water isn't exactly H2O. It's not a chemical. It has memory. And this is proved by Dr. Emoto in the 90s. You can watch a documentary on our website called Water the Great Mystery. Just go to the Learning Center tab and hit Water Has Memory, and there should be a video player with a documentary right there on that page. It explains how water is a living organism, and each drop contains 440,000 information panels. So if you can change the memory of the water, you can change how it reacts when it enters your body, regardless of the chemical composition. So this is where the Tap Buster comes in, and this is why distilled water is actually poison. So, where do you get distilled water? Well, I mean, some people, they have distillers in their house. But either way, you either have a distiller in your house, or you go to the store and you buy jugs of reverse osmosis distilled water. But either way, the store has some kind of wireless technology in there, a Wi-Fi box, a walkie, something. Your house, I mean, unless you're really off-grid, I mean, most people aren't. You have some kind of wireless technology in your house. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're using some kind of wireless technology. And if you are, and you haven't transmitted this technology with an orgone device, the radiation that this wireless technology is giving off is going to be picked up and assimilated by the distilled water. Because when you create distilled water, you're actually ripping everything out of it. That's what reverse osmosis is. You rip all the poisons out of the molecules. So when you do this, it's looking for new frequencies. It's a dead water. You've heard people say that distilled water is a dead water. So when it gets hit with all this 5G microwave EMF radiation, it just absorbs that frequency, and you're basically drinking microwaves. So this is why distilled water and well water can also be poisonous. But myself, I wasn't going to put up with this. I came up with an alternative that's on our website now. It's a very nice product. It looks like a little pyramid with a metal coil on it. It's called the Tap Buster. And it will energize the pipe you put it on. You can't use this on the main water line for your house. People ask me this all the time, because every time water hits a right angle, it loses some of its structure. So you have to do one of these on every faucet or every shower, and you can move them around if you need to. The coils are very flexible. But you just put one of these on your faucet that you're going to drink from, or you put it on your shower. so you don't bathe in poison, and it'll put energy into the pipe that restructures the memory of these water molecules. And see, once the memory's restructured, then you don't have to worry about any of the poisons anymore. So you're getting 100% pure water. You're not getting any of the rocket fuel, or the chlorine, or the arsenic, or the fluoride. And we mentioned in the last episode, EWG tap water database. You can verify all of this for yourself, that all these poisons are being deliberately added to your drinking water as a means to dispose of toxic waste without paying for it. And we all know that this is just due to corporate greed and pure insanity. Now I am going to present scientifically that the Tap Buster is by far the most efficient way anyone can purify their water. So distilled water is created with a reverse osmosis distillation machine. Now you can buy one of these, but you buy them from a company and they need filter changes. Where do these filters come from? Now these filters only come from that one company. Some of them may have universal ones, but still, you cannot make your own filters from these things. You are still dependent on the company to replace the parts when they give out. That is not good. This machine's also about the size of a backpack, and it needs to be plugged in. Now that could be a problem. What if your power goes out? Do you just drink poison? Now see, the Tap Buster runs off of free energy. Never needs power. Power never goes out. So you can get clean water no matter what. Good benefit there. So reverse osmosis distiller is about the size of a backpack. Now that's not very convenient for using outside your home. Now, the Tap Buster fits in the palm of your hand. You can put it in your pocket, and it doesn't need to be plugged in, so you can just take that anywhere. I mean, you can take it in the middle of the woods, purify a river with it if you wanted to. And as far as just straight-up financial cost goes, now, the Tap Buster is $35 plus tax and shipping. You buy this one time, you buy this unit. It never breaks down, never needs replaced, never needs a filter change, it never needs new parts, and it just works forever. Tighter on your faucet, you never think about it again. Now, the distiller system, not only do you have to know how to operate this thing, but you're going to be paying $500, maybe $700 for a reverse osmosis system. I knew someone who had one, he only did one sink, and the filter change was about $100 a month. So, if you have a distiller system right now, you're paying $100 a month to service that giant fucker. You just get a Tap Buster, you're going to wind up paying, let's say you're paying $1 a gallon at the store, you do 100 gallons of water, damn, you just paid for your filter for the year. How cool is that?
We have to take our one and only break here, people. Remember, a lot of things can be subtle to a sheeple, so try not to be one. We'll be back after these messages.
Introducing Aquafina's new Ecofina bottles, made from 100% recycled plastic, because we care about the environment. Also, proud sponsor Planned Parenthood. When it comes to dental health, everyone always credits their dentists, but nobody ever credits the company that cares about your dental health more than anyone else. Cargill. Did you know that Cargill sells more fluoride to your city water supplies every year than any other company in the world? Isn't that amazing? Fluoride helps your teeth. We also put it in your toothpaste, Kellogg's, Frosted Flakes, and all these products that you buy every single day. Isn't it just wonderful? Need a river poison? Cargill is there. Need your air polluted that makes your gallows teeth fall out? No problem. Need some aluminum smelted? Just take 1,000 glasses of tap water and boil the fluoride out of them and you can do it yourself at home. That's how much Cargill cares. Only 28 children lost all their teeth on Bring Your Kid to Work Day last year. A new safety record. Cargill is a family company. And remember our motto, you can't have any cavities if you don't have any teeth.
major U.S. government study on rats finds a link between cell phones and cancer.
Very first government study linking the radiation from cell phones to cancer.
Two-decade, $30 million federal study out today found there is some evidence of a link between cell phone radiation and brain cancer.
Professor, what is the NDP? I've heard that study several times. NDP is what?
So it's a $25 million study on the rats and mice that was supposed to demonstrate that there were no effects of radiation below thermal. And in fact, it demonstrated exactly the opposite. And it follows on the heels of two major studies on animals that said exactly the same thing.
And that study was designed perfectly to make sure that it cannot be challenged, that there will not be any doubt. That's why it took them 14 years. That's how they prevent a discussion of health.
Well, 5G stands for fifth generation, which is the upcoming form of wireless technology that most of the world, if not all of it, is about to be exposed to. And it's supposed to be in February, they say, which is 3 months from now. So our current wireless technology, people realize this is bad, but they don't realize how bad. So your cell phone is basically the exact same thing as a microwave oven. If you were to take the door off your microwave oven and just stick that in your pocket, that's basically what your cell phone is exposing you to every single day. And the cell phone towers are 600 microwatts per square meter, which is causing brain fog, cognitive impairment, and DNA damage in sperm and egg cells. So wasn't that fantastic? So that's the technology that we're using right now. So 5G wants to use 600,000 microwatts per square meter, and they say no safety testing is needed. Now, if you don't have a concept of how much this is, the cell phone towers are 600. This is 1,000 times that. Now, this would be about the same levels of radiation you would get right after they dropped a nuclear bomb. I'm not exaggerating. This is very bad. So they're going to be going around in hazmat suits, putting up all these antennas on buildings, one about every three blocks that's doing about 100 cell phone towers worth of radiation. And your immune system's not going to be able to cope with this for very long. I'm afraid in about a week we're going to see massive nosebleeds, and then in about 14 days you would see blood coming out of people's eyeballs, skin peeling off, typical radiation poisoning symptoms. Not good stuff. So, we do have a product that helps with the solution for this. Actually, we have multiple products. So, first one is the Taurus Field Pendant. This is just $20 plus shipping and tax. It's a little necklace you wear. And the whole reason that this 5G microwave radiation is harmful to anybody is because that microwaves carry positive ions. Now, your cells carry a negative charge. So, when positive ions pass through negative charged cells, those cells die. Yes, very bad. Mutations, cancer, etc. Now, what this pendant does is when you put it on, it projects a 3 foot wide field. It's like 3 foot forward, 3 foot backward, 3 foot to your left and to your right. It's like a bubble, 3 foot field around you, and it's of negative ions. And when positive ions come into contact with negative ions, they get changed into negative ions. So, what this does is this does not block the EMF. People get confused about this. You cannot block EMF with Oregon Energy technology. It doesn't work, because if you were to block the signal, you wouldn't get any internet. You wouldn't be able to use your Wi-Fi or your satellite radio or your cell phone. So what this does is it just changes the polarity of the ions from positive ions into negative ions. And if you get hit with negative ions when you have negatively charged cells, you get healed. And this is the opposite effect. It's actually better than having nothing there. You're actually getting a benefit from being exposed to the energy, because it's not the same kind of energy anymore. And we have another product that helps with 5G/EMF radiation, which is called Tower Buster. And this is one of the few things on our website. Actually, I did not invent this. This is just our variation of something Don Kraft invented. It's a very simple little composite, and we actually have a tutorial on our website where you can make them yourself. Pretty simple. Fiberglass resin, quartz shards, and metal. And you just compress the metal and the quartz in the fiberglass resin, and it generates Oregon energy. It's in small amounts. It's not that powerful, but it's good enough for a cell phone tower or a modem or whatever. So you take one of these devices and you set it, or you know, glue it to the back of your phone, or you set it on your modem, you toss it within a mile of a cell phone tower. You just do like one for every tower. And instead of death microwave generators, these are actually the positive generators. They generate life force energy to heal people. And so they have a positive effect, and you still get your signals. As I mentioned before, this does not affect your EMF reader meter. So do not try to debunk this by putting an EMF meter up next to the orgone like Nick West on Metabuck and being like, this doesn't work. Now, you're still going to get the same reading. The signal's still there. But the difference is, it's just not harmful to your cells anymore.
5G. Cooks eyes like eggs. The FCC Commissioner, Tom Wheeler, in a 2016 National Press Club conference said, if anyone asks you the details on what's to come with 5G, run the other way. Well, we're not running the other way today, people. We're going to go straight into the information. Mark Steele. He says street lamps in the UK are already emitting 5G, and that 5G is completely different. He dissects an LED light bulb and discovers a 5G transmitter on the inside. 5G is densification, where significantly more transmitters are at a close proximity to humans. The dielectric lens antenna found in the LED lamps are sophisticated, illegal, unlawful transmitters capable of using the 5G grid to make a 3D map of the inside of your home. There's an 868 megahertz frequency that's being transmitted from the lampposts outside the homes in the UK, and these were originally created for battlefield interrogation, which allows the signal to pass through concrete with ease. And it actually data gathers. It's an acquiring system of the radar of battlefields, able to latch onto targets, and if you're doing anything suspicious, or if your work that's controversial, you'll likely be at a threat from this technology. Now here is a quote from Rudolf Steiner. You must consider the whole part played by electricity in nature. Human beings cannot go on developing in the same way in the atmosphere permeated on all sides by electric currents and radiations. It has an influence on the whole development of man. This life of men in the midst of electricity, notably radiant electricity, will presently affect them in such a way that they will be no longer able to understand the news they receive so rapidly. The effect is to damp down the intelligence. Such effects are already seen today. Even today, you can notice how people understand things that come to them with far greater difficulty than they did a few decades ago. That was in 1924, he said that. Very interesting and very intelligent professor from Germany, he was best known for attempting to find a synthesis between science and spirituality. In 1907, he began working collaboratively in a variety of artistic media, including drama, movement arts, and architecture. He also created in the Waldorf education, biodynamic architecture, and anthroposophical medicine. Barry Trower says microwaves are a perfect stealth weapon. In Scotland, 5G was found in the street lamps, where when they turn them on in the street lamps in Scotland, one woman was getting nosebleeds every night, and another woman who never experienced nosebleeds in her life found LED street lamps had been installed, and she was getting them every day. EMF blackouts. Federal laws were put into place making it illegal in some cases to speak of the health effects surrounding cell phone towers and electromagnetic radiation. Here's a blackout. LeBron James, after using his cell phone unprotected for years, was diagnosed with salivary gland tumors and starts promoting for Samsung shortly thereafter. Imagine that story hits the press. LeBron James gets cancer from his cell phone. People would be up in arms. It's just not up for debate. The evidence is so strong. There's four good websites that offer studies concerning 5G. TheBioInitiative.org has 4,000 studies. JustProveIt.net has 1,168 studies. EMFPortal.org has 23,840 studies. And PowerWatch.org.uk has 1,659 studies. To give you an idea of who's getting paid and who's keeping quiet about this info, American Cancer Society has stated there's no harmful effects from EMF radiation. and Motorola did a study with the University of Colorado, whose relationship began to sour after the data started to flow, showing negative, damaging effects to health. Motorola started directing the professors on how to write the abstracts and what to say. Now here's the statistic. Non-industry studies indicate 70% of harmful effects from EMF. Industry studies indicate 32% harmful effects from EMF. And a quote from a Washington State University professor is, putting tens of millions of 5G antenna without a single biological test of safety has to be about the stupidest idea that anyone's had in the history of the world. To give you a better idea of signal strength and the effects on the body, 0.2 billionths of a microwatt per centimeter is the minimum for cell phone usage. 0.00027 of a microwatt causes premature aging of nut pine needles. 0.05 children experience headaches, irritation, concentration difficulties, and behavioral changes. 0.1 German scientists have causes for extreme concern. At 0.1. 1.0 is a laptop Wi-Fi. Sperm DNA fragmentation happened, and decrease in sperm viability in vitro with headaches, dizziness, irritability, fatigue, weakness, insomnia, chest pain, difficulty breathing, and indigestion are all linked at 1.0 exposure. At 2.5, altered calcium in metabolism, heart muscle cells. At 4.0, changes in the hippocampus affecting memory and learning. At 6.0, DNA damage in cells, which is what Fitbit operates at. Imagine you're walking around thinking you're healing yourself or you're counting your steps, and you're actually damaging every single cell inside of your body, the DNA cell damage at 6.0. 7.93 is smart meters tested at 1 foot away. 9.5 are the limits set in countries Switzerland, Liechtenstein, and Luxembourg. At 10, it's China, Poland, and Russia. That's where their limits are set. But at 19.8 was read in an apartment building with 12 smart meters inside. At 19.8, we're at one level. But think about this. Between 600 and 1,000 is the current legal limit for Canada and the U.S. All FCC guidelines are for short-term exposure. They show nothing for long-term exposure. The telecom companies warn investors of costs of real or alleged risks of their EMF pollution, but they won't tell their consumers because that's where their money is coming from. In 1996, President Clinton signed the telecom bill, which states that no health or environmental concerns can interfere with the placement of telecom equipment. If you even mention that you don't want a wireless tower at your city council meeting, and then it gets blocked, the wireless industry can sue the city. Research shows that children are more exposed to radio frequency energy from mobile telephones than adults, and that a young child's brain absorbs 2 to 10 times more radiation than an adult of the same exposure. John Patterson, listen, this guy's cool. He was a telecom company engineer in Sydney, Australia. He tried warning everybody of the negative effects that he was feeling and that he tested in Australia, and he lost his job. So he fought back. He took a used British Army tank and destroyed 6 cell phone towers. If you need more science, 237 scientists put together a website of 5gspaceappeal.org, urging the UN and the WHO to exert strong leadership in the development of more protective EMF guidelines, encouraging precautionary measures, particularly the risk to children and field development. Now let's talk about SMART. SMART stands for Secret Militarized Armament in Residential Technologies. Smart cars, smart refrigerators, smart water. Smart water is depriving ingredients through filtration. It actually removes the healthy minerals, and then the water actually tries to balance out by leaching the minerals back from the body. and even contaminants from its containers. While they add electrolytes, calcium, and magnesium, we suspect that they're nano-sized particles and they're not good for overall health. All appliances are smart now, coalescing into the smart grid, turning every appliance into your home into a transmitting cell phone. All these appliances send a small signal of your usage data to a smart meter outside your home that will transmit another signal to the utility company for usage and billing purposes. Not all signals will be about your individual use, though. There'll be aggregate meters that will send signals from home to home to home, and that will accumulate the usage data from the utility company. Together, all the extra exposure to EMF will leave the home over clearly overexposed.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Settle the Sheeple. Tune in next month if the CIA doesn't wind up spraying dioxins down your chimney or something.
By the grace